On Triple J, Earthboy, from his Spitshine record and featuring the wonderful Jane Tyrrell on the vocals there. That one called Shruggin', 21 away from 8, a man who has spent so many years in radio studios, he could just about describe it to you.
He's even messing with his headphone level right now.
Can you give me a bit more level, guys?
Yeah, no worries. Tony Martin. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Thanks so much for coming into Triple J.
What's happening?
We do have to do a little bit of weather at some stage.
Do we?
That's one of the things that we do have to do.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Did you have to do that when you're on commercial radio? Read your own weather or anything?
Well, not in the afternoon. Nobody's interested in the weather in the afternoon.
They have traffic reports, though.
Or if it's national, you can get out. If you don't even have to say the time. It's fantastic.
Didn't you do breakfast radio at the very beginning of the 90s or even just before then?
Is it from 87, from the era of Mike and the Mechanics to just when at the end where people didn't know what China Crisis was.
Right. Mark Cohn's Life is a Highway.
That
was Walking in Memphis.
When you walk into a pub and somebody's playing some of those songs on a jukebox, how do you respond? I mean, does it...
Oh, vomiting, generally. It's just
because you would have heard a lot of them, wouldn't
Well,
you?
The worst one, I always mention this, was Summer of 69.
Yeah.
That was just... We've heard Brian enough Adams. About that first real six string. We've got them in. And then Supertramp, Phil Collins.
She loves Supertramp.
Well, they've sort of come back round, actually.
Yeah, you're actually reading out the set list of my covers band.
Really?
Because you guys, Martin and Molloy, you were the Hamish and Andy of the era, weren't
that
you?
That was the period of Ace of Base. of, what
Did
else?
Did you have to ever play Aqua?
Aqua would have come after.
Do you speak to your accountant in these same eras, like when when you're getting audited? Like, can we get you from Ace of Base through to Technotronic, thanks?
Yeah, something from the Genesis era. Which version of Genesis, though? Dear, oh dear.
So many questions. Of course, you've done so much television as well, but you're in here ostensibly to talk about book writing.
Yes.
Authoring.
Yes.
Is it, for somebody who spent so much time in front of microphones and cameras and stuff like that, what sort of experience is it for you to shut yourself away into a dark room and tap away on a typewriter?
What I like about it is you can't really be sacked. That's the thing at no point.
Because you had a few occasions like that, haven't you?
Yeah, no, you just tap away and hope that you're not going to be sued. That's really the process.
Mm. And relatives. There's obviously people involved in making sure you don't get sued as well.
Well, I change these books because they're not about famous people. It's not like a David Niven book. It's not. And then Judith Lucy came in and she was drunk again. There's no name dropping. It's all just real life things.
Are your parents going to sue you for mentioning about all the different things that they were doing in your life, like cutting the boobs out of National Geographic magazine?
Well, that is true. There is a chapter called Pornography Before the Internet, which details... See, Triple J listeners would not be familiar with an era where...
Or pornography.
You just... Or pornography.
Not in this clean time. Living bunch.
But you can't... In the 70s, there was no... You couldn't just bring pornography up. There was the National Geographic. The modern computer.
I was wondering what part of pornography that was, but okay.
The last show I did was with Ed Cavalier, who's very young, and he just doesn't remember a time where you couldn't just there's some boobies.
Hasn't Triple M gone well after that, too, after you guys left?
It's fantastic, isn't it? Guy Dobson must be so proud.
Now, you have obviously had some bad experiences in commercial radio, as you just mentioned Judith Lucy. Have you ever been tempted to do one of them? I mean, she did a stand-up tour about her awful experiences.
She sort of did the definitive version of that. That was such a good show.
Yeah.
But I did this thing on, you would know what Triple R is, in community radio. I went on there for Radiothon as they got me to play a character called Gary Sizzle, which was just a generic...
a motivational radio speaker.
A sort of a consultant from commercial radio. And that someone's put that on YouTube, and it's like... the most successful thing I've done in about 3 years. Everywhere I go, people are saying, now they want me to appear at the Commercial Radio Industry Awards as Gary Sizzle. So all the people who it's based on will be in the audience.
Can you just get the real version of them to stand up and speak?
The real Gary Sizzle will be there.
On Triple J, 18 to 8, we have Gary Sizzle, a.k.a. Tony Martin.
Tighten it up, guys.
Thanks, mate. His book's called A Nest of Occasionals. Not that we talk about books, because that'd be boring. We're just going to talk about falling over at awards nights. We're going to come back and have a bit more of a chat to the man. First up, here's a bit of British India.
British India.
There.
How was that British India?
Very good, guys.
Yeah, that's
it. Tighten it up.
What do you reckon? How's the time call?
A bit more sizzle, guys. A bit more cut through.
Yeah, yeah. A bit more colour and movement.
More traction.
British India there on Triple J. That is Vanilla, a brand new song for them at about, it's 14 minutes to 8. And we have... Tony Martin, radio presenter extraordinaire, so successful.
That he's writing a book.
Absolutely,
that I've been drummed out of the industry.
I'm amazed that you've got time to do a book in the when we were hearing stories about when you were doing your own show to get this on commercial radio and stuff, that you would read every single newspaper, every news website, you know, you'd watch every TV show.
Is that obsessive compulsive disorder?
Well, I don't have any children, so that helps. And it's just, it's like panning for gold. You watch 7 hours of Foxtel and you might find one funny bit in an episode of Police 10-7, but there's no sort of shortcut to do that.
On the gold fields of modern media with Tony Martin. I tell you what, one thing that you probably haven't done, and I know that you've had so many highlights over the years of your broadcasting career, you've had some of the most famous and talked about shows, you know, incredible wit. Would you like to read the weather for us?
Oliver Craig, is that guys? What do you got?
Okay, we've got a little bit.
I was trained by Pete Smith.
Lindsay, one of your tissues is stuck to the computer.
No, that's revolting.
He has a lot of allergies, Tony.
I hope there's no webcam in here. Is that how good the weather's going to be? Townsville, hazy and 29. Brisbane, sunny 26. Newcastle, sunny 26. Sydney, mostly sunny 25. Give me some music, guys. Bit of sizzle underneath wouldn't help or hurt. No, whatever. Whatever you're doing, it's great. I love Triple J. Canberra, frost, then sunny 20. Supertramp coming in after this break. Melbourne, windy 24. Stick around for Invisible Sun, the new one from Genesis. Hobart, showers and 19. Fallout Boy, once again after Snow Patrol. Adelaide, windy 23. Perth, mostly sunny 17. Leif Garrett, the star of Skateboard, is going to be with us. Broome, mostly sunny, 29. Andre de Toth, the one-eyed director of House of Wax, the 1953 version, he'll be with us. Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. Alice Springs, windy, and 34. Papa Dr. Valier, the former Haitian dictator, will be joining us after this break with members of Supertramp.
Hey!
Hell. I don't know if that made any sense. I was distracted by that because
that's Herbie Hancock underneath you.
Oh, with Rocket? Was that right?
No.
He did do something else.
He did do Rocket. Yeah, that was the kind of electro track that he did. But
I'm just going to change gears because I have known Marie Carty I've known her parents for years.
Oh, yeah.
I've known her since you were like 12 or something.
She's been in showbiz for a long, long time. And she's the one who brings the showbiz to this show.
Well, when I first met her, do you remember what you were doing?
No.
You had just written an episode of All Together Now. When you were like 12 or something?
I wasn't 12, I was 15 or 16,
right.
I think.
But still very young.
16-year-olds to write that show?
was it Bobby Rivers?
Yeah, it was. I think I did a storyline.
Not John Inman. No,
English. He would have been great in the role, though. He did test. No, I don't.
Yesterday,
I vaguely remember
was
that.
It here so long? An old love song. And a full hoodograph. Are you ringing any bells with this?
I thought you were going to do the John Inman.
Singing the blues. Nothing comes easy. Trying to keep it all together now.
I don't think Marie Carty wrote the theme tune.
That was such a good theme.
But all of Bruno Lucia's lines were mine. All the cheeky babes.
That was you?
No. I can't take responsibility.
And you were in a sketch that I did. Warren Perso, do you remember that? The film director, the fake film director?
Was that
director?
Calvin, son of Melvin, son of Alvin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weren't you one of the women?
I was one of the women, yeah,
chasing
on the late show.
Sandra Chilaro up the street.
I was.
Don't mind us, guys.
No, I remember that.
Beginning of my showbiz career, chasing Sandra Chilaro around the streets of Melbourne.
We could make that happen again.
Elbowing other women around the way.
Can I ask you this, though, Tony? You're somebody who has been involved, like, in the showbiz kind of arena for a long, long time. And you sort of tend to dip in and dip out of it at your own want. But is it
at your own want?
Well,
it is at my own want and beck and call and onus.
Is it your choice, though? I mean,
My motto is, why do one thing properly when you can do a number of things with middling success?
No, you've had huge amounts of success. But do you actually like the... Because you're quite a famous guy. Do you like the fame that comes with it?
Well, I'm not just being fakely modest, but most people don't know who I am.
Oh, come on.
Most people will think that I'm Andrew Denton.
You do have the glasses.
Until you stand up.
And I don't look anything like him, but when his dad died, three businessmen stopped me in the street and said, it was terrible, it's so sad what happened.
Wow.
And then I remember he split up with his missus for a few weeks. And I didn't know about this, and it was in the paper. And on a Sunday morning, I was walking somewhere with my wife, and these two guys just stop me and they look at me and they look at her and go, "Oh, mate, you didn't wait long." And I had no idea what they were talking about.
So tell us, what can we expect on Hungry Beast tonight? You know, the latest from Zaparitas.
I don't know, something, some cheap, exploitable children.
And we've got one of them on air after 8:30, actually, so we will find out what's happening on Hungry Beast.
Tony Martin, it is an awesome pleasure to have you in this morning, sir. Thanks, thank you, guys. Very much. A Nest of Occasionals is the name of the book that he's flogging. Go out and buy it. Give the man some money. He always needs some more. Are we gonna hear you on... Have you got any more radio gigs coming up?
I think there's a network I haven't been sacked from.
Is that right? Whereabouts? In Australia? Or
I've been doing...
Gippsland.
I've been doing what you're about to do. Am I allowed to mention
that?
Going across. I've been doing 774 Nights in Melbourne.
You've been doing adult radio.
I have been, and it's just...
What, any tips?
Well, don't, if you're trying to do a comedy-based program,
no.
Don't book rape crisis counsellors.
Thanks for the tip.
That wasn't something I did. We had the existing guests. And I'm sitting there, and they're talking for 7 minutes, and finally I've said... I've come up with, you know, the only place to discuss this seriously is breakfast radio. And it's just a deadly.
There you go, Robbie. You've been told.
I'll be told.
Silence.
Tony Martin, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, guys.
You're on Triple J.